works his way in at the goal line. Up top, Kaprizov. He'll find Boldy outside the right circle. Back up top, Kaprizov. Labeled along Zuccarello. Shooting one. Thompson made the save. Carlson puts it along in the empty net. Marchessault scores. And the Golden Knights get a huge 2 points. The Wild will be saddled without one here. They tried it again. This time it fails.
Great effort.
And really. It's a 2-1 win for Vegas in overtime.
A heartbreaking afternoon in St. Paul. The Wild try it again. They pull the goalie with the man in and get the man advantage in 3-on-3 overtime, 4-on-3. But Jonathan Marchessault, about 27 seconds after Philip Gustafson made his way to the bench, scores to give the Golden Knights a much-needed 2 points for them. And unfortunately for the Minnesota Wild, 0 points they will get from this effort. And we bring in Tom Reed here as we welcome you to the Wild postgame show powered by XL Energy. Zach Halverson here filling in for Kevin Fulness in the Bob Kurtz Radio Center. And Tom, there's just no real easy way to say this. I mean, this was a absolute gut punch to this team, to this, the fans. I'm looking for some silver linings here, but that was real tough. That was really tough.
Yeah, it was, Zach. There's no question about it. But, you know, you give it the puck to a guy who now has 40 goals on the season, and Marchessault is not going to make any mistake with that one, even though he's a long ways away. But there's a reason he has 40 goals. He knows where the back of the net is, and he's seen it many times. But it was a great effort by Minnesota here. They had the lead in this hockey game. They were able to get a power play goal here tonight in the 5-minute spearing major that went against the Vegas Golden Knights. And, of course, with that in mind, Eichel, I'm sure, felt pretty bad being in that locker room during that time. But, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, you work your tail off, you hope you're going to get 2 points with it, and they needed 2 points. 1 point's not going to do it. So I understand them pulling the goaltender, especially when it's 3-on-3. You try and do it before that near the end of the game. I was asked that question. The problem is there's a lot more congestion on the ice. There's a lot more players on the ice. So you want to do it when you have some freedom to move out there. But Minnesota not able to capitalize when they had the opportunity, and Vegas did.
Yeah, you look at some of the bright spots here for the Minnesota Wild. Kirill Kaprizov continues to play a very good late part of this season. He scored his 24th goal since January 19th. That's tied with Zach Hyman for the most in the NHL over that same span, and he's lighting it up. And again, you look at just as we get later into the season, and you know the point differential so much bigger now. You think about where the Wild could be had they had a healthy Kaprizov all year long.
Yeah, and you're right. You know, you'd like to be healthy, but you look at the Vegas Golden Knights. I think they had the most games lost to injury this year, injury or sickness, and as a result of that, they had to battle. And when you're the Stanley Cup champions, everyone's after you. They have that big target on your back, and they want to beat you. But I thought some of the guys from Minnesota really stepped it up here tonight. There's no question about it. I thought Johansson had a very strong game here again. Boldy was right there. I mean, you look at Faber, he was there again. They all had the effort was there. They just were not able to capitalize when they had those chances, and as a result, they get nothing. There's no cigar with it, but no, the feeling is that they played hard. But you'd like to get a reward with it, too.
Tom, who would be your catalyst of the game today?
You know, I'm going to go with the goaltender again. I thought that Gus had a very solid game. But, you know, when you look at the Vegas Golden Knights, and he had a lot of shots coming his way, but he was able to make it work for him. He was one of those guys that was really focused from the onslaught here. And at the end of the game, you're going to say, one goal on 30 shots that came his way. So 29 out of 30, and you need your goaltender, especially as you get towards the end of the year, going into that playoff picture. The goaltenders have to be good. And Minnesota is very fortunate to have two very good goaltenders.
So Gus gets the catalyst of the game. The catalyst of the game is presented by Catalyst Supply Company. Building materials and install support for the modern professional. Looking ahead, Tom, Ottawa Senators coming to town here. Another home battle here at the X. And after a heartbreaking game out in Sweden, their last meeting back in November, good opportunity to maybe put some smiles on some faces here after a tough Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, we hope there's going to be some smiles. Just not sure what's going to happen here. But if one of those situations, too, that Ottawa, they don't want to just sit back and die. You know that they are going to go after Minnesota very, very hard. There's no question about it. And we'll see what happens here. Of course, Sweden was a long ways away from where we are right now. So we'll see what happens. Minnesota just has to get ready for the next game and hopefully get a couple of points.
And speaking of stuff going on around town here, Tom Reed's Hockey City Pub. I think the party's just getting started out there. Gopher's about to drop the puck in just a few minutes. And I understand a lot of great stuff going on down at the pub.
Yeah, there will be. I'm sure of that. It'll be a good crowd down there, and we'll have a lot of fun with it as well. So that's going to happen. Of course, we got the Frozen Four coming up here pretty soon, and there's going to be a lot of activity downtown St. Paul. So good for all the, and hopefully all those people coming in town will have a great time. I'm sure they will.
Well, I imagine those Pioneer fans who took advantage of it last weekend in the NCHC Frozen Face-Off, excited to make their way back to St. Paul and enjoy some great stuff pre-game, post-game, in-game, whatever. Tom Reed's Hockey City Pub. Tom, thank you very much for your time, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
That's Tom Reed joining us from the Al Shaver Press Box. Zach Halverson back here in the Bob Kurtz Radio Center. Still plenty to come here on the Wild Postgame Show, powered by Xcel Energy. Of course, we will get comments from John Hines. It'll be interesting to hear what he has to say about today's happenings, including, of course, pulling the goalie in overtime once again. It worked great the first time the Wild did it. Unfortunately, Jonathan Marchessault scored in that overtime period to get the to beat the Wild 2-1 and remove the point, the free point you get from a regulation tie, is that Wild do not get a point at all in the standings from a loss this afternoon. So more to come here, the Wild Post Game Show. You're listening to Wild Hockey, presented by Xcel Energy. Back to St. Paul, again the final score in overtime. The Vegas Golden Knights break the hearts of the Wild fans here, trying to have a great Saturday afternoon of fun and excitement, and it certainly was that way. The Wild came out of the gates. They played very, very well through much of the game. In fact, it was Kirill Kaprizov drawing first blood on a power play that he caused because Jack Eichel decided to spear him. Eichel, for his part, got a game misconduct, got a 5-minute major penalty for spearing. Wild score. Unfortunately, cannot hold the lead once again. Another third period that just doesn't go the way of Minnesota. Goes to overtime, and the Wild, desperate for points, trying to do everything possible to get 2 points. John Hines goes back into his bag of tricks, pulls Filip Gustavsson, and unfortunately for the Wild, did not go well. We have the Toyota shift of the game.
Here goes Gustavsson to the bench for the extra attacker. The Wild pulling out all the stops here again. It worked last time against the Predators. Crowd realizing it. Zuccarello to Boldy. Matt Zuccarello, left side, walks his way in at the goal line. Up top, Kaprizov. He'll find Boldy outside the right circle. Back up top, Kaprizov. Labeled along Zuccarello. Shooting one. Thompson made the save. Carlson flips it along to the empty net. Marchessault scores. And the Golden Knights get a huge 2 points. The Wild will be saddled without one here. They tried it again. This time it fails.
Great effort.
And really, it's a 2-1 win for Vegas in overtime.
Jonathan Marchessault, the hero for the Vegas Golden Knights, gets the Toyota shift of the game, powered by Toyota, the official vehicle of the Minnesota Wild. And just a tough, tough way for things to end here after such a promising afternoon, a great atmosphere, great crowd. But the Vegas Golden Knights come out with the victory. We'll take a break. Still to come, John Hines' post-game presser and more. You're listening to the Wild Postgame Show, powered by Xcel Energy.
I know that Bruce kind of mentioned it before overtime, so we kind of maybe was checking it out the first shift, and it didn't happen, and they did at the last minute there. So normally I definitely wouldn't be out there for 4-on-3 on PK, but I just happened to be there and just trying to make the right plays at the right time.
Yeah, that was Jonathan Marchessault talking about the Wild in their history now of pulling the goalie with in 3-on-3 overtime. That's how this game ended up, a final 2-1 in favor of Vegas. Thank you. Thanks to Marchessault from downtown, basically. A long, long shot from in his own zone, found the back of the net, and that is how the game ended. With Joe O'Donnell wondering how it would look in the standings. We're still wondering how it will look in the standings, because the NHL.com standings did give the point to the Wild, but that will be taken away eventually. So if you're scrolling on your phone and you're trying to see where the Wild stand now in the standings, they still have 79 points, despite what you will see from the standings people. I'm sure the people, the nerds down there, will fix that at some point. But that is what as we look at the standings here, the Wild chasing the LA Kings. The Kings play the Calgary Flames tonight. They have 87 points in that wild card race. The Wild with just 79, so 8 points with, unfortunately, not many games ago, nine or so to go here the rest of this 2023-2024 season. So a tough one for sure, but still maybe some hope here. And the Wild do play the Kings before the end of the season, so perhaps some more magic can be made, and it can start on Tuesday as they battle the Ottawa Senators. As we'll take another break when we come back. Actually, you know what? Let's do this. Let's bring you a little bit of good from the Wild tonight, today. And you know what? One of the great silver linings of this afternoon was a great performance by Filip Gustavsson. Nothing he could have done in this game. Gave up just one in that third period, but made an incredible save in the third period to give the Wild a chance at doing something special here in the later stages of the third or overtime. Here is the XL Energy big save of the game.
Back to Mofi Petrangelo with some room to the back post. Gustavsson made a save with some help from his defense down to his right.
Just an incredible job there by Filip Gustavsson throughout the game. He had some phenomenal saves, including that one, the XL Energy save, big save of the game, powered by XL Energy. 20 saves in the effort there on the even strength side. Another 8 on the power play, keeping the Golden Knights off the board, at least in the special teams department. Of course, the lone goal for the Wild, a power play goal. That is where things stand here after a tough afternoon in St. Paul. We'll take another break. When we come back, hopefully we will get to the podium for John Hines' post-game press conference. You're tuned in to Wild Hockey, powered by XL Energy. Wild fall to the Golden Knights, 2-1 in overtime. Here's John Hines in the post-game presser.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Narrative.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how? Where did you make the decision? How tough is it to give up the point?
Well, you're trying to put your where we're at in the standings and where it goes. You know, you're trying to put your team in the best position to win the hockey game. And in our opinion, putting Kaprizov, Zuccarello, Ek, and Boldy against three players on the ice gives us the best chance to win a game. And, you know, I think when you know, these aren't random decisions. These are things that, you know, I would put those guys back on the ice again. I think that we have an excellent power play. I think those four guys on the ice against three players gives you the best chance to win the hockey game. I think when you look at shootout records, they're 4-2. We're 3-3. It goes. The puck bounces another direction. It's in the net. And when you look at our situation, we have to win games and get 2 points, and we have to get help from other teams. So, you know, the decision was made to give the team the best chance to win the hockey game.
Was there consideration to do it in regulation at all? Because you'd still be on the power play, right? If you're forfeiting the point, did that ever cross your mind or no?
Yeah, it does, you know, but I just thought the way the game was going in that situation. And even in the 4-on-3, we went through three rotations. We had good looks. We had the right guys out. You know, it's a decision you make when you, in our situation, that's well thought out. And as I said, I think you're always, as a coach, trying to put your team in the best position to win. We put our four best offensive players out there who are excellent on the power play. I thought it was a quality shot by Zouk. You give him five of those, three of them are probably going into the net. Puck bounces a different way. You know, we're having a different discussion. But I think that's your job as a coach, is to analyze everything and give your team, put them in a position to win, particularly, as I said, in the situation that we're in right now. And tonight it didn't work for us, but then we got to keep moving on. We got a big one on Tuesday.
Do you think your belief and your confidence in the decision, then, does that make it easier to stomach at all? Or how would you just describe still the feeling you're left with when it doesn't work out the way you want it to?
Yeah, it's the same. Like, as I said, that, you know, that's coaching. And when you have the quality players that we have in that situation, you know, and you take all the things considered, you need the 2 points, the quality of players we have in those situations, their ability to score, those four against three guys, our shootout record versus their shootout record. At the end of the day, that's the it's a decision that you make that's not spur of the moment. I thought the guys did an excellent job in the 3-on-3. You know, we had it set up. We went three rotations. We got the guys out there. And as I said, you know, if you put that puck on Matt Zuccarello's stick five times, I bet you're scoring four.
The element of surprise, though, is probably the one thing that you lose in doing this again, especially so close. I know Bruce Cassidy mentioned this.
Yeah, I mean, you look at, yeah, maybe. But, I mean, you know, Marc Chessault's on the ice. He doesn't kill penalties. So as I said, it was the decision was made to give our team the best chance to win. And I got a lot of trust in those guys. And unfortunately, tonight it didn't work out for us. We got to move on.
John, it's seven times since New Year's Eve that you guys blew third period one goal leads and didn't get a win. Mm-hmm. How big is it that you guys, like, why can't you get this separation? Because obviously you're having trouble closing, but part of it's that you can never seem to get that two goal lead. To really put the hammer down on a team.
Yeah, it's probably that combo. I think that you know, it's tough to get, you know, we're in positions to be able to extend the lead, and then, you know, unfortunately we haven't been able to do that. And then I think, you know, as it comes through when teams press, I think there's some details and discipline in our game that need to be better when you know a team's going to come from behind. Just positioning and reads and puck situations. And I think that's another step of growth for our team, is when the game is in the balance with a one goal lead in those situations, just the importance of the discipline of details.
On the tying goal, is that more of an over aggressive, you know, read offensively, or is that, you know, not forward, not getting back in time, you know, to cover back on the end up being a 2-on-1?
Well, you know, I think it's not just one thing. It was about 6.5 minutes left in the game. You know, we're down low in the offensive zone. We could probably eat that puck instead of rimming it out and, you know, come in, and now we have the puck possession down low in the offensive zone. We wind up rimming the puck, then our D has to pinch, our F3 covers, but the awareness wasn't as good as it needed to be. So it's not just on one or two guys, but I think it's the mindset and understanding time, score, where you're at in the game, what the decisions are. When we have the puck low in the offensive zone, let's keep it there. You know, if you rim those pucks out, now you're probably putting yourself in a position where your weak side D now has to pinch, and then your F3 has to cover, as opposed to just keeping the puck down in the corner. And now we have strong structure in the offensive zone. And that's the discipline of details that has to be the next step for our team moving forward, is those types of situations, no different than, you know, the overtime, and understanding, you know, where you're at and taking those things into consideration. That was one of the results tonight on the tying goal. But I think there's been numerous situations like that where we've got to be better.
I'm not sure if you addressed them, but how do you want the group to regroup from this? How do they?
Well, I think it was a hard fought game. We played well. We went for it. We were aggressive. We tried to put ourselves in a position to win. It didn't work. We got to win a game. I mean, either way, we got to win hockey games, right? Like, we have to get 2 points. We got to get 2 points on Tuesday. We got to get help from some other teams. I think if you look at our record, the last 12 games, like, we've had an excellent record the last 12 games. We haven't been able to make up any ground. So let's stay aggressive. Let's stay with it. We got a day off tomorrow. We practice Monday, and then we got a big week coming up again. I mean, this is what we're in. Like, it's an exciting, challenging time of year, and, you know, we're going to keep our foot on the gas for sure.
Like, Hartman got high stick by Hannafin there in the third. I don't know if you saw it live or not, but you did.
Yeah, it was a clear cut high stick. Yeah. Clear cut high stick right at the net front.
So why did they think Hartman was arguing too much or something? What happened?
In what?
He got
situation?
A game misconduct at the end. Yeah. There, overtime.
Oh, at the end of the game?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know. I didn't even know he got the game misconduct after that. So, yeah, but it should have been a penalty.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Good. All right.
All right. There's John Hines, the post game presser. News to him, and we were going to share that eventually. That we got word that Ryan Hartman, not happy with the officials, earned himself a game misconduct. I'm not sure. We're still trying to figure out if that means he misses the next game or not. I guess it just, I mean, we've had a lot of things that have happened today that haven't happened before, including the heartbreaking, at least happened before here in St. Paul with the Golden Knights overtime goal on the Wild empty net. But nonetheless, we'll wrap it all up here. We'll try to get some answers and get you set for Tuesday. The Wild fall to the Vegas Golden Knights 2-1 in overtime. You're listening to Wild Hockey presented by XL Energy.
Right back on the ice, finds Boldy, dance past some trouble, center Kaprizov, open front, he scores!
What a play.
Some good news. Kirill Kaprizov continuing to light the lamp. He has now 11 goals and 19 points in his last 12 games, his 24th goal since January 19th. He's tied with Zach Hyman for the most in the NHL that span. So, yes, tough loss as the Wild do fall to Vegas 2-1 in overtime. The Wild had pulled their goaltender. Gustafson was on the bench as he watched the puck go from his left to his right and into the back of the Wild net. Jonathan Marchessault, the one who scored that long, long goal. And the Wild, because they pulled the goalie in 3-on-3 overtime, do not get a point. So they remain at 79 points. They will still remain at least somewhat in the hunt here, but it's certainly getting tougher and tougher as they try to chase the Los Angeles Kings, who now have 87 points, but the Wild have a four-point game coming up against the LA Kings at the end of the season. But in the meantime, we'll have to rack up some more points and very fast, and they have the opportunity to do that on Tuesday against the Ottawa Senators, a battle here at the X. It's 90s night here in St. Paul. 7 o'clock puck drop, 6:45 pregame on most of these AM stations. The Wild did lose to the Senators 2-1 in a shootout back in Sweden at Avicii Arena on November 18th. So the Wild looking to get some revenge for that. And they're still playing very, very well. They are, I don't know if you, again, another weird thing, 8-1-1 in their last 10, though, against the Ottawa Senators. They're still playing very, very good hockey. Just a heartbreaking loss this afternoon to the Vegas Golden Knights. A big thank you to Kevin Faulness for watching us and helping us from afar. He did a great job. A big thanks to Colin Landsteiner for doing some great work upstairs, engineering, and of course, Alexis Pearson, as always, killing it. She has every reason to be cocky and has every reason to have an ego, and she doesn't have one. It's incredible. And special thanks, of course, to all the Wild PR staff, Aaron Sigmund, Dylan Daniel, among others, and of course, for Joe O'Donnell and Tom Reed. I'm Zach Halverson saying, go Gophers! They are up 1-0 in the middle part of the first period. They continue to play well, and the Wild will be back right here on Tuesday. We will see you then. 6:45 pregame on most of these same stations. 7 o'clock puck drop, the Wild and the Senators. So have a great rest of your weekend, everyone. So long. This has been Wild Hockey, presented by XL Energy.
You've been listening to Minnesota Wild Hockey.
Kaprizov scores! Are you kidding me?
Join us next time, right here, for more Wild Hockey action.
Unbelievable!
Wild Hockey is an exclusive presentation of the Minnesota Wild, the National Hockey League, and the Minnesota Wild Radio Network.